USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
Iran is now partially blaming the U.S. after admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukraine jetliner. On Iranian TV, the country says its military was at its highest level of readiness amid heightened tensions with the U.S. Iran says those responsible for striking the plane will be prosecuted. Ukraine's president is now asking for the return of bodies and compensation. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the articles of impeachment against President Trump will be delivered to the Senate next week. The House impeached him 3 weeks ago on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the process has taken way too long.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
Washington State Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi was right to delay the articles.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair in how he's doing this.
In Michigan, they're preparing for a winter storm this weekend that could bring a lot of snow. In the south, plenty of rain and tornadoes are threatening millions from the Mississippi River east to Georgia. There's also the possibility of hail and flash flooding. At least one person has died from the storm so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A total of 145,000 jobs were added to the economy in December as the unemployment figure remained at 3.5%. USA's John Clements reports.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
He was inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 1983. He was also a well-known Canadian musician, a writer, and a legendary lyricist. USA Radio Network's John Hunt takes a look back at a rock legend.
The music world has lost another superstar, as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.